Kuntres Chag HaShavuos. As we know, we count Sfiras HaOmer before Shavuos, which is Matan Torah. So Chassidus explains that the reason Sfiras HaOmer precedes Matan Torah is because we have to refine the 49 aspects of our Nefesh HaBahamis, our animal soul, before we can receive the Torah. But the Torah itself was given to us in order to refine our animal soul, as Moshe argued to the Malachim, who wanted that the Torah should be kept in Shemaim, not given to down below. And Moshe answered them that mitzvahs like do not steal only apply to someone who has nefesh habahamis, an evil inclination, he has to fight it. So this raises the question, is refining the animal soul for the purpose of receiving the Torah, or is receiving the Torah for the sake of refining the animal soul? To answer this, the Rebbe points out the language pertaining to Sfiras HaOmer. We say that we count Sheva Shabbosos Tmimos, 7 complete weeks. So the Medrash asks, when are the weeks complete? When are they Tmimos? And it answers, when Yisrael are doing the will, Ratzon Hashem Mokim, the will of the Eibishter. This doing the will of the Eibishter is accomplished through the Ahava of B'chol Me'odecha, when we love Hashem with all our might, B'chol Me'odecha, like we say in Shema Yisrael. When we achieve this level, which is beyond our limitations, so Hashem responds to us in a similar fashion. Kemaim hapanim lepanim, as water reflects a face. When you look in the water, you see your own face. The water reflects back to your face. So Hashem reflects back to us the face that we show Him. Meaning that what one sees in another person, and by analogy, one sees from above, is a reflection of what we are transmitting from ourselves, from our own face. So the concepts are explained here at great length and in a much deeper depth, a very, very deep mimer. But the general idea is that our service of Hashem is what generates the face that is shown to us from above. And what's going on with us? That's the face that's shown to us from above. So the Rebbe explains that there are 4 steps through which the face from above is generated. First of all, Hashem desires that our actions can have an effect. Second is we generate a desire from our side, which is reflected in our efforts. This is called halos man. Third step is that this generates the hidden spheres, eser spheres hagnuzos. And the fourth step is that these hidden spheres are the source of the revealed spheres, eser spheres hagluyos, which filter down to create the reality in our world. Those are the 4 steps that Rebbe describes. To explain it more deeply, the Rebbe offers 3 levels of concealment. Right, because we're talking about something coming from concealment to being revealed. So the first example is something which exists, but it's hidden. This is called Helem Sheyeshno B'Metzias. There is a Metzias of this thing, but it's hidden. It's hidden. Then there's something which only exists in potential. This is called a Helem Sheyeshno B'Metzias. It's not the potential for it exists, but it, in actuality, doesn't yet exist. The third level, even deeper, is that it doesn't exist at all. Not even a potential, just that there's a possibility, which is less than a potential. And the Rebbe explains this in the Maimon. And the Rebbe brings for each of these 3 levels a different mashal. The mashal for something that's in existence but hidden, this is the mashal of fire which is concealed in a coal, in a piece of coal, right, in a charcoal. The fire is really in there, you just can't see it, it's deep inside. The second level is the mashal of the fire concealed in a flintstone. That a flintstone, and when you hit it, so a spark jumps out. So where is that spark? It's not really, if you open up the rock, you're going to see sparks, but the potential for making a spark exists. And the third level is likens to a name. That without a name, there's not even the possibility of calling the person. Now that he has a name, or you give him a name, there's the possibility that one could call him, even though he still didn't do it in actuality, it didn't happen, but just the name gives the possibility. So regarding names, the Rebbe explains that it also refers to titles, such as wise and kind, chochem, chassid, that when you call a person wise, you awaken and reveal the wisdom that this person possesses. And just to insert here, that the Rebbe is teaching something critical to our times, that in because this also goes by Hashem. Why do we say Hashem is Chanun V'Rachum, all of these expressions, He's kind and merciful, He needs our praise? No, but by saying these things, we awaken and reveal these dimensions, these aspects from the hidden to the revealed. And so it goes, we could say that in order to reveal the latent power of Mashiach, we need to address him with that title, meaning that there is a practical significance to referring to the Rebbe as Melech HaMashiach. In that way, you awaken and reveal the power of Mashiach that's latent and within the Rebbe. Okay, that's the Maimer HaMuzgah. To continue, there are 2 points to understand here. First of all, based on Hashem's desire that it should be this way, everything is generated from below. Second, the face that one sees in the water is not something separate from the water, but it's the water itself. It's the water you're seeing, with the reflecting a face. The water here, that I've explained, represents the Or Ein Sof, Hashem's unlimited light. For us, this means that the inner dimension of the face looking in the water, which is the revealed spheres, is one with the face in the water, which is the concealed spheres. I mean, and even further, it is one with the water itself, which is the Or Ein Sof. Obviously, this is deep stuff. You can look at the Maamar to understand it better. Having explained this, the question becomes then, how do we reveal the Or Ein Sof so that it is that is concealed within? It's concealed. How do we reveal it? And the answer brings us back to our original question. The avoda that reveals the inner dimension is the refinement of the animal soul, the Nefesh Bahamas. In fact, refining our Nefesh Bahamas brings about the refinement of all the dividers, all the parsois between all of the spiritual dimensions. And the avoda that draws down and reveals the essence of the Or Ein Sof is the avoda of the Neshama, which is above being enclosed in the Nefesh Bahamas. The avoda which is called Re'usa Daliba, an awakening of the desire of the innermost heart beyond any limitation. Both of these are included in Sefer Sa'imer, refining the Nefesh Bahamas, and also B'chomei Odecha, all of your might, the awakening of the innermost dimension of the heart. But more, this awakening of desire, or Rotzin, in turn, is what generates the Rotzin of Hashem, that the 7 complete weeks are complete when Yisrael is Oisir Ritzon Yishol Makom, makes the will of the Eivishter, meaning that when we awaken the innermost desire of our neshama, which is B'chomei Odecha, with all of your might, this is what generates Hashem's Ratzin. And from this is generated the entire chain of creation, from the hidden to the revealed. Now, from our perspective, this is a paradox. How do you're created. How do you create your creator? But in fact, the Rebbe is explaining that this avoda brings into being its own source, part of the answer to our original question. I'm telling you, deep stuff. I can't explain it in a clear way in a short voice note, but it's worth taking a look over here. And to finish up, since this maamar was edited by the Rebbe for printing in Tovshin Nun Aleph, we have to ask what the Rebbe wants us to understand from all these deep ideas as regards bringing the Geula, since that's the message of Tovshin Nun Aleph. It becomes clear that the Rebbe is giving us a deep explanation of the simple instructions that are repeated many times in these sichas, that it is our job to bring the true and complete Geula. We cannot expect or wait for anyone else to do it, not even Hashem himself, because we ourselves are the ones who have the ability not only to generate the spheres, the hidden, the revealed, but also to make Hashem's Ratzon itself. Meaning, when we truly want the Geula now with all of our might, to say Ad Masi with an Emes, as the Rebbe said in Chav Ches Nissen, then we will generate the same Ratzon in Hashem. And what will happen? That will be the Geula. That will happen immediately as a result that we create the Ratzin.